Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Hi, and welcome to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for joining me here on the Big 810 AM in the beautiful Orlando, Florida, once again. As you know, if you listen to the show, I'm a traditionally trained naturopath with the practice of ministry located in Orlando, Florida, and I approach natural medicine from a Christian perspective. Many, many people are very interested in natural and alternative medicines and therapies, and I hope to be able to help educate you in that direction. "The doctor of the future," said Thomas Edison, "would give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He would teach them about the cause of all disease." And for every week, we're here on the Big 810 AM, Blue Zone Wellness, and we've been trying to teach you and instruct you some of the things that we've learned over the years. And we have a very interesting show for you here today. Dr. Morgan, who he's calling in now, he will be joining me as normal, and we have him here now. How are you doing, Dr. Morgan?
Hi, Dr. Henry. It's really a pleasure speaking to you and to be on the air to talk to our listeners, our committed listeners. It's always a pleasure and an honor.
Thank you for being here with us once again. And as I was mentioning right as you came on, Dr. Morgan, we have a very interesting show for our listeners today, and we will basically follow the same format that we usually follow, with the exception of one thing. We won't do our healing food segment today, but we will deal with the Week in Natural News segment. But we will deal with the next time you hear the show, we'll deal with the in our healing food segment. We'll deal with the with eggplant and some of the healing virtues of eggplant. But we will deal with the Week in Natural News, and we'll deal with our herbal / supplement element or segment as well. Now, in our two issues that we'll deal with today, one is an article that came out, and it's asked a question: did you know, or were you aware that a very huge pharmaceutical company actually owns Centrum Vitamins, which is a very popular brand of vitamins. And another article we will look at in our natural news segment is an article that came out discussing simple cancer remedies that can give you a fighting chance. These are just simple things that we've spoken about here and there on the show, but we just like to mentioned some other ones from different angles. Also, in our segment dealing with our supplement, we will be looking at another mineral. Now, on last Sunday's show, I went to detail talking about calcium and what it's good for and how it works. We're going to pick up on there and finish that off, and then maybe go into maybe chromium or something else. Because when we look at these mineral deficiencies and vitamin deficiencies, as I said in Sunday's show, it is very, very important that we understand when we are deficient in these different elements, be it vitamins or minerals or other nutrients, they can be laid the foundations of severe or either chronic disease. And Dr. Morgan, this first article started off. It was published this week on Friday, July 13th. And for anyone who may be listening new, what we do is we look at any new articles that have come out within the last week dealing with medicine or natural health, and we talk about, analyze, and discuss it to kind of help keep you up to speed on what's going on in the natural health field or in just in medicine in general. New discoveries that have come out, and so we try and talk about these from a perspective of alternative or natural medicine. And this first article, Dr. Morgan, was from naturalnews.com, and it was published on Friday, July the 13th. And the article starts off by asking, I just give a quote here. He says, feeling a little run down? Are you stressed? Someone in the house ill and you don't want to get it? In situations like these, many reach for vitamins. By definition, vitamins are organic components in food that are needed for maintaining good health. And the article, the author of the article goes on to say, but do you know how to read the ingredient label on your vitamins? Do you know what those words mean, where the ingredients come from, who makes them? And then he says, most people don't. Finally, he says, to make sure the money you spend on the vitamins is worth it, a good place to start is researching the brand you buy. And the author continues, he says, what is the name of the company that owns and makes your preferred brand? One of the most popular vitamins on the market today, Centrum, turns out. Centrum is made by, and who would you say Centrum is made by? If you had to make a wild guess, if I told you it was a pharmaceutical company, a huge pharmaceutical company, any ideas you might put forth, Dr. Morgan?
I'm trying to think, Baxter or one of those major pharmaceutical companies.
Oh yes, it's definitely a major one. The one that puts out, according to this article, that puts out Centrum is Pfizer.
That's the one I should have thought of. Pfizer.
Mm-hmm. Right. According to this article,
That's a German-owned company.
Right. According to this article, they are the world's largest pharmaceutical company. And the article goes on, it asks the question, what does this matter? And the author says, well, for starters, a company that makes billions of dollars in revenue each year on prescription drugs, vaccines, cancer drugs, cardiovascular and metabolic disease treatments, pain, etc., may have a conflict of interest in your having good health. And he goes on to say, Pfizer was founded as a manufacturer of fine chemicals. Chemicals, especially man-made ones that can be patented for profit, are isolated substances and are processed by the human body as toxins. This is not how vitamins should be made. Vitamins made that way cannot be used by the body. Furthermore, Pfizer has a history of healthcare fraud and illegal marketing of its products. We'll stop there for a moment and let's discuss that for a minute, Dr. Morgan. Do you think that would be, and I'm not saying that it's impossible, but given the history of a company like Pfizer that have been involved in healthcare fraud as well as illegal marketing of its products, would it give you pause knowing their history to maybe say, you know, can I really trust them to be the providers of my vitamins, notwithstanding the history, notwithstanding they have an interest on the other side of making money off of disease? Would they give you pause if you knew that they were actually the ones making your vitamins?
Dr. Henry, I'm looking at that and I'm making a comparison to like me growing vegetables. Say I'm a farmer and there are two farmers in the area, in my area, myself and another person. And you are an organic consumer. You only eat organic things, and you want to make sure it is 100% organic. And so here I am a farmer who farms organic as well as non-organic. So I have two farms, one that uses pesticides, weedicides, you name it. However, I also grow organic stuff. And there's another farmer that just strictly grow organic. He's committed to organic farming, right? He makes sure he uses nothing when it comes to pesticides or stuff. Now, who would you buy from?
Oh, definitely
me,
him.
Exactly. Well, it's the same thing with the drug company, right? How could we be comfortable with a drug company, right, that makes some of the most poisonous drugs, no matter what the side effects are, right, going to make supplement, and don't think that they will also use cheap chemicals, synthetic supplements, right, and market them as if, well, they are good for us. You know, I believe that's what Pfizer is doing.
I agree. I believe that as well. And as does the article, the author of this article that was found in naturalnews.com, and the article is entitled Centrum Vitamins Are Owned by Pfizer. And the author went on to point out further in the article, he said that the old adage, you get what you pay for. So now he kind of turns his his intellectual guns now toward the composition of these synthetic vitamins. Now, I know you and I both we develop products and make products, and I developed a vitamin product a while back, but it was a vitamin product based upon herbs that are actually known to be high in certain vitamins. And so basically what I did was I took natural whole food herbs, and say for instance alfalfa and some of the other herbs, and combined them to get those natural or those organic vitamins without the pharmaceutical bent to them or without the synthetic bent to them, which are actually usable and assimilable through the body or by the body. And from this angle, the author in this article says that you can find, and I'm quoting him, you can find inexpensive vitamins in pharmacies, grocery stores, and other big box stores. However, not only are they not good for you, they may be harmful to your health. And he goes on to say, purchasing vitamins made with synthetic ingredients is essentially you paying corporations to take their toxic waste off their hands for them. They are made with things such as coal tar, waste, and fecal matter, petroleum byproducts, stones, metal, animal byproducts, etc. He goes on to say, and I'm still quoting, vitamins worth buying are made from whole foods by companies that make vitamins, not pharmaceuticals. You should be able to look them up and call them and ask what sources their ingredients come from and from, should you be so inclined. And I will, one company that I do recommend that has actually whole food or based vitamins and also herbs, and everything is basically plant-based, is vegan, is a company by the name of Diva Nutrition. They're one of the ones that I, when I'm dealing with clients, that I and that I trust their products, and everything is laid out in black and white. Or like I said earlier, as we do, as I've done, and I know that you have as well, come by finding out herbs such as alfalfa that are very high and many of the nutrients put in them by the Creator, both vitamins, minerals, amino acids, etc. And there's other herbs like cayenne pepper is very high in calcium, for instance. These herbs that are high in these different phytochemicals and minerals, etc., can be combined in such a way that they act in the body as vitamins. Not only that, if we eat a well-balanced diet from eating a raw food that we've talked about in the show last Sunday, and we can get these things, but not as he points out in the article, not all vitamins are created equal, Dr. Morgan.
That is so true. Dr. Henry, the vitamins that we buy at these drugstore, these pharmacies, as you pointed out in that article, they would not be assimilated to the body. They are synthetically made, which most cases they are. They would not be assimilated in the body as readily as those that come from plant-based, like from the alfalfa, from the rose. Take, for example, vitamin C is made from rosehip and other herbs and fruits. But now, vitamin C can also be made from synthetic sources. The body would not be able to assimilate or break down that vitamin and utilize it as well from a synthetic source as it would be from a natural source. And so I agree with you 100% that, yes, we might have to pay a little more for our vitamin at a health food store or online from a reputable place like what you mentioned, but at least we are not throwing away our money.
That's true. And, you know, it's always been interesting to me, Dr. Morgan, when we have to stop and think about it, is that, say, for instance, we have to pay a couple of dollars more for our vitamins or for our nutrients. We have to think about how valuable our health is to us. You know, we have people who pay $300, $400, $500 a month for a car note, and so I find it strange if they would complain to pay a couple of more dollars for a vitamin to or nutrient of some sort to keep up their body, which is far more advanced and complex than any car, than any vehicle. And which you only have one, and if your car goes down, you can get another car. But once your body gets into trouble, you can have issues if you don't, if you can bring it back to where it needs to be.
You know, while you're saying that, I smile while you're saying that, because I observe some people, you know, some of these guys, they buy a nice car, whether it's a Cadillac, you know, a BMW, whatever kind of car, and you'll see them wash it, shine it up, do whatever to the rim, and, you know, they put expensive rims on and all of these things. And they go down the road, they see their friends, they take out their rags, and they shine up again, and they stop at a gas station, and they put in premium. And a little down the road there, they stop at a McDonald's or Burger King or some fast food joint. And what do they put in their body? Right? They put junk in their body while they put the best thing in their car. And, you know, it might seem ironic, but we do the same thing. You know, when these expensive drugs that we are buying, right, they actually are destroying our bodies for the most part. Yeah.
You're right.
Again, I will say, I'm not, and you and I are not saying people shouldn't take their drugs, because in some cases it's necessary. In
True.
Other cases, the drug is more dangerous than what the person is suffering from.
You're right.
When we read up about many of these drugs, they are dangerous, and they are, put on top of that, they are expensive. And yet we walk into a health food store, you know, or wherever we buy, or wherever good supplements are for sale, and we tend to want to complain about the price. And no, I'm not saying, well, you know, the merchant should charge any fee, you know, they feel, you know, for it. No, they should be reasonable. But also we should realize that when we go into these places, the supplements that are naturally made are going to cost more than the ones that are synthetic. Because
that's true.
They will bring more healing to our body and won't be toxic to our body as the synthetic ones.
That's so true. And the last part of this article, Dr. Morgan, they point out to the readers to be very aware of the slick marketing campaigns. And they point out that Centrum is the number one selling multivitamin, but not because it works, says the author, but because of its multi-billion-dollar ad campaign. And then he points out, he says, quote, part of the huge ad campaign includes trumped-up claims. And he says, just last week, Pfizer faced allegations of deceptive advertising on its Centrum vitamins from a consumer watchdog group. And so here we have, you know, he's basically telling the readers to do your homework, to not just take anything that a slick marketing firm has put out, but to do your homework, look into what's going on, ask the credibility of the corporation or company or the company that's producing the vitamins or the minerals or whatever the supplement may be. And I think the article is very, 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 I think it's timely, and I think it's important for us to understand and to know and to ultimately make your own decision. But it would give me pause to buy, given the overall behavior of the pharmaceutical companies, given their overall behavior of, as I talked about in the show on Sunday, of them purposely putting things on the market and hiding information when they knew that many of the drugs that they were putting on the market would kill millions of people or hundreds of thousands of people, and yet they would create a fund knowing that, okay, we're going to create a fund because we know we're going to get sued, but we'll set out a court for a couple of billion dollars and we'll be okay and we'll do it again. And so basically, this is an article like this, I think, is very enlightening to help us at least make informed decisions. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness on the Big 810 AM in Orlando. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back after these brief messages. Thank you for listening. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in a moment.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Would you love to eat healthier if you could eat food that was delicious? Well, now you can at Tropical Refresh Restaurant right here in Orlando. Imagine eating amazingly delicious food that is not making you a heart attack victim waiting to happen. Choose from mouth-watering veggie burgers, veggie chicken, veggie chunks and beans, etc. And don't forget our amazingly delicious non-dairy ice cream. Choose from flavors like grape nut, pina colada, strawberry, and more. Enjoy a real meal without guilt. Call now, 407-310-8023 or toll free, 855-543-3243. That's 407-310-8023 or toll free, 855-543-3243. And experience Tropical Refresh Restaurant, where there's a delight in every bite as you experience a taste of the tropics.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for listening here today. Myself and Dr. Morgan, or Rep Morgan. Dr. Morgan has joined me as usual. We've been discussing some of the articles that have come out this week in Natural News and Healthcare. And Dr. Morgan, our second article is an article again from naturalnews.com. And it's basically mentions, it's entitled rather, Simple Cancer Remedies That Can Give You a Fighting Chance. And we just won't spend a lot of time because we've talked about some of these things, but it's interesting because most people, when they hear of cancer, we hear only, and we've talked about this before on here on Blue Zone Wellness, we only hear about, typically speaking, some winds of change are starting to blow, but the mainstream, when you hear about cancer treatment, all you hear about, you don't have a chance unless you either get chemotherapy, surgery, or radiation. And the fact of the matter is, there are alternatives that people are not being informed of, and that they should at least be given an opportunity to make a decision, an informed decision. And if they so choose, they can choose an alternative method if they would. Would you agree at least that the people should be given a chance to make an informed decision?
I do believe so, Dr. Henry, because while on one hand, cancer is by far a life-threatening disease, and millions have died from cancer, but also the drug that they use in chemotherapy, they're life-threatening too. All right, so therefore, you know, people should be given the chance to seek information to educate themselves so that they can really make a well-informed decision. You know, that if they're going to go with chemotherapy, they know why. They know the pros and cons. And if they're going to seek alternative means, they also know the pros and cons. But unfortunately, the doctors, being influenced by the drug companies, most of the times don't give people the opportunity, right, by informing them to go home and, you know, take a second look, see if there's any alternative measure. Immediately, they surround them with the oncologist, with the radiation expert, and you name it, and they're ready to push these things into the people's body. And, you know, I am disturbed about that.
right? And so I think also when we look at this article, some of the recommended and they're really brief. It's not a detailed article, but it's basically an overview where the author says, you know, simple cancer remedies that can give you a fighting chance. And some of these, if not most of them, Dr. Morgan, I know that you're familiar with, but just for the benefit of our listeners, I'm sure one of the ones he has listed on here is bloodroot. And he says bloodroot is a perennial plant that contains a plant alkaloid called sanguinarine, which kills cancer cells only and does not harm your healthy cells. It can be used internally or applied externally in a salve for superficial cancers. That's bloodroot. I'm sure, have you heard of that, Dr. Morgan? I'm sure you have.
Oh, definitely. Yes, I'm aware of that one. The bloodroot is extremely good.
You're right. The next one he mentioned, now this is one that I hadn't heard of, and I have to do a little bit more looking into it, but it's a medicinal mushroom, according to this article. He says, and it's called shaga. And he says it's a medicinal mushroom that has been studied in laboratories for many years. It has shown much promise as an immune system modulator and has many anti-cancer properties. I had never heard of it. Have you ever heard of that?
No, because I've heard of mushroom, but usually, and when I say I've heard, I know of mushroom, but usually I shy away from mushrooms. I'm not going to disagree with the author of that study. But I shy away from mushroom because I know some mushroom also can be, but are cancer causing.
That's so true. That's true. The next one he mentions is vitamin D, which we've talked about here on Blue Zone Wellness before. And I know both you and I are big fans of vitamin D, D3, which is the ultimate D3 you get from the sunshine.
As a matter of fact, go ahead.
And I just say what he says, checking your blood serum vitamin D levels could help you prevent cancer and speed up your recovery from cancer. And he cites a study conducted in 2006, which indicated that lower levels of blood serum vitamin D were associated with a poorer overall survival rate of postmenopausal breast cancer patients. You wanted to say something, Dr. Morgan?
Yeah. In addition to what you just said there, that some studies have shown that a great deal of the breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, and all cancers in general, but especially those, a lot of them, not all, but all cases, but many cases can be traced to deficiency in vitamin D.
You're right. Can you hear me, Dr. Morgan?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Okay, I thought for a minute that we lost you. The next one he lists is Essiac tea, which is for most people in the natural health community, that's very, very popular. Now, even those who are not in the natural health community, they've heard natural practitioners or doctors or even medical doctors who practice or integrate natural medicine into their practices, they've heard some degree about Essiac tea. Would you agree?
Oh, yes. Essiac tea is extremely helpful. Discovered or it came about through a lady in Canada years ago, decades ago. And I understand the Canadian government, the drug company, used the Canadian government to pretty much forbid her from producing the Essiac formula. But by then, she had it in the hands of other people. I heard that when she died, they sent in their Gestapo to collect all the material that her estate had. But fortunately, there were others with copies of it. So the Essiac formula is comprised of slippery elm, sheep sorrel, rhubarb, and burdock. And it's a wonderful formula for cancer, for fighting cancer.
I know you mentioned one of my all-time favorites in that combination, which is burdock root.
Oh, definitely.
Awesome blood cleanser it is. Another one he mentions is hemp oil. And he basically points out that the cannabinoids in hemp kills cancer. And like all other herbal remedies, the plant chemicals do not harm healthy cells. And he said that there have been numerous studies conducted with reported beneficial effects on many types of cancer, including breast cancer. Have you ever had an opportunity to use hemp oil at all, or no?
No, I've heard of it, but I've never really developed an interest or demonstrate any interest in pursuing it, because there are so many other things I've recommended to people. But I'm glad to know that something like that is also helpful.
The next one he mentioned is iodine. It is estimated that over 85% of the world's population is iodine deficient. Since estrogen production increases with iodine deficiency, make sure you have your iodine levels tested every year. He didn't appear to point iodine out as a specific per se, but maybe a deficiency in it over time could actually increase because of the connection of estrogen, too much estrogen to cancer. Maybe that's the connection he's attempting to make. And finally, the last two, he mentions melatonin. And he points out that melatonin is a powerful breast cancer cell inhibitor. And he points out a study, and he says, in fact, in laboratory studies, it actually put breast cancer cells to sleep and slowed them down and slowed down their growth by 70%. And he points out that melatonin also counteracts the effects of environmental estrogens. And then the last one he mentions is broccoli sprouts. And I talked a little bit about that on the show on Sunday. Is why cruciferous vegetables in general, he writes, have been promoted for their anti-cancer properties. Broccoli sprouts are up to 100 times more potent. The sprouts contain sulforaphane, which not only kills cancer cells, but actually suppresses the growth and spread of many types of cancers. And then he points out that there are literally hundreds of known cancer cures that have saved countless lives, and yet many people will never hear about, simply because it stands to cause some major pharmaceutical companies to lose money. And Dr. Morgan, I know you've expressed many times to me privately, as well as here on Blue Zone Wellness to our listeners, your fondness of broccoli, and especially in its effectiveness against cancer.
Oh, definitely. As a matter of fact, I was talking to someone today who has a PSA of 6 point something and a few months ago when they went to the doctor, and that was one of the vegetables. You know, chiefly I pointed that one out, you know, the members of the cruciferous family that you mentioned, and I told them, I said, broccoli had the list. And, you know, it's so wonderful. But you and I have mentioned other, the ones you mentioned are extremely good, but I just like to throw in a few more that our listeners, when they go out there, and I know you can't mention all, and there's still so many more that we wouldn't have time on this program or even future program to mention, but I don't think the list could be complete, and you and I have discussed these ones before. Chaparral.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
It is a must in most cases, in my book. Pardiaca, right? That is another one. I don't think I would want to close my mouth without mentioning the guanabana, right, which we call in the island soursop. And why I say that, Dr. Henry, is that a report came out some years ago, and it's on the internet, about this fruit, which a drug company, I don't know which one, but one of our major drug company went down into the South America region to study this fruit and its effect against cancer, and found out that it was more than 10 times effective against cancer than chemotherapy. And so they wanted to develop a drug that they could use instead of the guanabana. But it proved unsuccessful for them to develop that drug. And instead of saying to the world, we have something that is more than 10 times effective against chemo, you know what they did? Yes, I know you know. They dumped the studies, right?
Typical, huh?
Right, because they couldn't patent that guanabana and make billions of dollars off it. If they can make $35 billion in profit each year from cholesterol-lowering drugs. Just imagine how much they are making from each cancer medication out there, right? Especially the ones used in chemo. Just imagine what they make overall from so-called cancer-fighting drug. So they would be interested in putting something out, right?
You're right.
Letting it out. Go ahead.
It's similar to what we were talking about earlier in the broadcast with respect to Pfizer and trusting them to put out Centrum, something that would actually do you some good. It's counterproductive to what they to them being able to make hundreds of billions of dollars. And so, just the underlying moral position of a company like that. And again, you know, the fact of the matter is, as we talked about early on when we first started broadcasting, one of the things that we as consumers must always remember and never forget: these companies, these huge companies, as immoral as many of them are, they're in business for one thing, and this is what we must remember: they're in business to make money. They're not in business because they care about you necessarily. There may be people in these organizations that do care about you, but the organization as a whole, they exist to make money, and especially if they're a publicly traded organization. If they're publicly traded in the stock market, they're required by law to make money. So when they have the beautiful flowery commercials with the kids running and the man and the wife, you know, in the park, and the beautiful music is in the background, all this is a well-devised marketing campaign. It's not so much that they care about your health. And this is one of the reasons why shows like this, we believe, are very important. And we're going to have to go to a quick break, and we'll be back to talk more. Here you're listening to Blue Zone Wellness on the Big 810 AM in Orlando, Florida. Back it right after these brief messages.
Would you love to eat healthier if you could eat food that was delicious? Well, now you can at Tropical Refresh Restaurant right here in Orlando. Imagine eating amazingly delicious food that is not making you a heart attack victim waiting to happen. Choose from mouth-watering veggie burgers, veggie chicken, veggie chunks and beans, etc. And don't forget our amazingly delicious non-dairy ice cream. Choose from flavors like grape nut, pina colada, strawberry, and more. Enjoy a real meal without guilt. Call now, 407-310-8023 or toll free, 855-543-3243. That's 407-310-8023 or toll free, 855-543-3243. And experience Tropical Refresh Restaurant, where there's a delight in every bite as you experience a taste of the tropics.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches, and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. The Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness. You're listening to us here in Orlando. We're broadcasting, and we've been talking about here, when we went to break, we were talking about some of the benefits of some of the alternative cancer remedies. Myself here, Dr. Keith Henry, Dr. Orrin Morgan, naturopathic doctors. Now, on Sunday, I spoke about calcium and the importance of calcium. And in this segment of the show, I want to revisit this and to go back here, because it's very important to understand, and it ties into a lot of the over-prescription of drugs. Many times, and probably the majority of the times, actually, we really, when you're sick or have some abnormality or illness or disease, many, many times you're suffering from a chronic and severe nutritional deficiency or deficiencies. And I think it's important for the listeners here to understand that some of the how some of the minerals and vitamins operate in your body. And last on Sunday, I spoke about calcium, and I also want to finish that up. I want to bring you up to speed in the event that you weren't, if you weren't listening. I just want to give you some pointers, a quick summary of what I talked about on Sunday with regard to calcium. Calcium is vital for the formation of strong bones and teeth, as well as for the maintenance of healthy gums. Calcium is also important in the maintenance of a regular heartbeat, as well as in the transmission of nerve impulses. Calcium is good to help lower your cholesterol levels, and it's also good to help. It's necessary to help prevent cardiovascular disease. It's actually needed for muscular growth and contraction, as well as for the prevention of muscle cramps. Again, this is just a quick review of some of the importances of calcium and how it works in the body. Calcium is a very important mineral in terms of being essential in blood clotting, and it also helps prevent cancer in the body. It can also help to lower blood pressure and prevent bone loss associated with osteoporosis, as I mentioned before. It provides energy, and it actually participates in the protein structuring of RNA and DNA. It's also involved in the activation of several enzymes, as I mentioned before, including lipase, which breaks down fats for utilization by the body. These fats have to be broken down into fatty acids. Calcium also helps to maintain proper cell membrane permeability. It also aids in neuromuscular activity. It helps to keep the skin healthy. It also helps, as I mentioned before, helps protect against the development of preeclampsia during pregnancy, which is the number one cause of maternal death. And also, if high blood pressure develops due to pregnancy, as I mentioned also, it can be reduced by calcium intake, and always go consult with your doctor or your physician or healthcare provider in this regard. Now, and as I mentioned last week on Sunday, I mentioned that a calcium deficiency can lead. Here's some of the problems that a calcium deficiency can lead to: aching joints, brittle nails, eczema, elevated blood cholesterol, heart palpitations, hypertension, insomnia, muscle cramps, nervousness, numbness in your arms and your legs, a sallow or a pasty complexion, rheumatoid arthritis, rickets, and even tooth decay. As I also mentioned on Sunday, deficiencies of calcium have also been associated with cognitive impairment, convulsions, depression, delusions, and hyperactivity. Now, Dr. Morgan, imagine when we understand how, to some extent, how the Creator has formed our body to operate and function. And then when we look at something like calcium, which is a naturally occurring mineral, especially when how we see that Creator has actually put it into our food to be taken in organic form, amazing at how being deficient in this mineral, it's amazing at some of the things that can be the result of that. Don't you think?
You're so right, Doctor. You're so right, because guess what happened, Dr. Henry? When we look at these large animals, elephant, hippopotamus, rhinoceros, they also need calcium, don't they?
That's right.
And don't they have larger bone structure than we do?
Definitely.
How do they get their calcium? Do they take calcium supplements and whatever, do they take them?
Definitely not.
All right. But what do they eat? The rhinoceros, the elephant, and I picked those three, you know, and the hippopotamus. Aren't they vegetarians?
Oh, yes, they are.
And they are vegetarians, but they are like grassarians, if I could make up a word, right?
Right.
Right? In other words, you and I are vegetarians, but we don't just go out there and we eat vegetables or eat grass. You know, we eat fruits, grains, nuts, and vegetables.
That's
and
right.
If the, as large as the elephant is, you never see the elephant eating fruits or eating that. They eat leaves and tree bark, right? And they have such large bone structure. What am I saying? If they can get their calcium, which is so important to them, and they live so long, right, from the food they eat, because they eat naturally grown leaves and grass, right, and such like. Right. The problem with us, here today, we are taking all sort of calcium supplement. We are drinking cow's milk, right? We are eating dairy and so on to get our calcium, when all we need to do is eat fruits, grains, and nuts in their original form, free from processing, and we would get all our calcium.
That's true. That's true. And you know, Dr. Morgan, just to remind the listeners, we've said this before, we realize that in certain cases, sometimes people become so deficient for a short amount of time, they may need to take supplements just to bring their levels up to where they need to be. But generally speaking, if we eat a varied diet, and if we're not so severely deficient that we're almost sick, we're about to die, if we eat a varied diet of fruits, nuts, vegetables, and grains, and can eat it consistently and live an overall healthy lifestyle, we can get pretty much all of the nutrients that we that we need for our body to function at an optimal level. And I'd just like to also point out some of the sources. Now, there are many sources that you can obtain calcium from, and because we advocate a plant-based diet, I'm going to point out some of the sources that we can get calcium from plant sources. Dark green leafy vegetables. Food sources include also almonds, asparagus, blackstrap molasses, broccoli, cabbage, carob, collard greens, dandelion greens, dulse, figs, kale, kelp, mustard greens, oats, prunes, sesame seeds, soybeans, tofu, turnip greens, watercress. Those are some of the foods, Dr. Morgan and listeners, that the Creator has put here to, if we eat an abundance of these and eat a variety of them, and especially whenever you can, eat organic if you can afford it. If not, if you can't afford organic, eat what you can afford and from this list and any other ones that are high in calcium. If you eat a varied diet of them, the Creator has put sufficient amounts in these foods to also help you get the amount that you need. Also, here are some of the herbs that contain calcium. Now, Dr. Morgan, you knew that alfalfa would be on that list, correct?
Definitely, without a shadow of a doubt.
So we have alfalfa. Also, burdock root is high in calcium, which is one of the ones that you mentioned that was part of the SAAC formula. Also, cayenne, I mentioned that earlier, being high in calcium. Chamomile, chickweed, chicory, dandelion, eyebright, fennel seed, fenugreek, flaxseed, hops, horsetail, kelp, lemongrass, mullein, nettle, oak straw, paprika, parsley, peppermint, plantain, raspberry leaves, red clover, rose hips, shepherd's purse, violet leaves, yarrow, and yellow dock. Here are these organic plant-based, because herbs are simply foods at the end of the day. And so here we have other foods, herbs we call them, that have significant amounts of calcium in them. So you take that, with eating varied amounts of foods that are known to have sufficient amounts of calcium, and it seems to me that many of these the dangers that can come upon the body due to lack of calcium can be dealt with pretty efficiently, Dr. Morgan.
Dr. Henry, what you're saying is so factual, you know, and I feel sorry for many out there. I'm glad for our listeners who are well informed by Blue Zone Wellness, you know, from the Big 810 and from your internet source. I'm thinking about it, and I'm saying, you mentioned that, just mention a few things that you covered there, and you mentioned the broccoli. Broccoli is so high in calcium that one cup of broccoli juice gives you enough calcium for the day, just one cup. So we don't need to be eating a load of broccoli for the day. That's one. Sesame seed has 10 times per volume. Sesame seed has 10 times the amount of calcium as cow's milk. It is so rich. Now, I'm talking about unrefined sesame seed, not the refined one.
Right.
You mentioned some herbs there, and they are all. But I discovered some years ago, and I've just been lately looking into this herb, and I discovered that this herb has been used extensively in Africa and India and now being promoted throughout the world to combat malnutrition. Now, you and I know that wherever there's a case of malnutrition, there's serious calcium deficiency and other minerals, but especially calcium. Now,
right.
This herb has been used to combat malnutrition and Africa extensively. And the name of that herb, which most of us here in the West has not heard of, is Moringa, Moringa. It has how many times calcium than cow's milk or most other source. And I've been researching that herb of lately, and Dr. Henry, I thought the alfalfa was rich, and it really is. But Moringa make alfalfa looks like a poor herb. I am not kidding, right? And so I just want to say to our listeners that, yes, calcium is extremely important. We should never underestimate it. But our bodies cannot utilize the calcium from cow's milk and other animal source properly, because they were not made for us. They were made for the baby cows and the baby animals. And they become toxic to the body. And plus, calcium sources like that are lacking in vitamin D.
You're right. And you know, Dr. Morgan, when we were looking at the many benefits of calcium, being able to, or the lack thereof, having a deficiency leads to, you know, we talked about having a deficiency of calcium can be leading to heart palpitations and hypertension and some of these other things. It goes to show why it's very important for our healthcare, our mainstream healthcare system, to begin to teach doctors more of biochemistry and herbs and nutrition as it relates to the human body, because the fact of the matter is our medical doctors are woefully inadequate to tie many of the diseases and illnesses and abnormalities to some of the things that we have occurring here. If you have a calcium deficiency, and say that deficiency is subclinical, many times, as we know, the body looking to compensate for certain deficiencies, and calcium is one of the things that it would do, one of the minerals that it would do it for. You may actually have a calcium deficiency somewhere in the body, and you get a blood test, and it may not show. And simply because the body may see that I'm deficient in calcium, so I'm going to pull it. Say you're deficient in your bones, but the body will pull it from other places to compensate. And here's one of the reasons that a blood test is not always by in and of itself enough. And we talked about before the importance of understanding the pH balance in the body. Because you can actually be deficient in calcium, for instance, and the body may pull it, you know, from the bones, and it may show up in your blood as being okay, and actually it's trying to compensate for a subclinical calcium deficiency or magnesium deficiency or some other deficiency. And this is why it's very important also that doctors understand that there's a very, very important dietary element, and when it comes to these deficiencies, et cetera. We have about 5 minutes left. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, Dr. Morgan, and tie up this show. We'll be right back after this brief message. Stay with us.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Would you love to eat healthier if you could eat food that was delicious? Well, now you can at Tropical Refresh Restaurant right here in Orlando. Imagine eating amazingly delicious food that is not making you a heart attack victim waiting to happen. Choose from mouth-watering veggie burgers, veggie chicken, veggie chunks and beans, etc. And don't forget our amazingly delicious non-dairy ice cream. Choose from flavors like grape nut, pina colada, strawberry, and more. Enjoy a real meal without guilt. Call now, 407-310-8023 or toll free, 855-543-3243. That's 407-310-8023 or toll free, 855-543-3243. And experience Tropical Refresh Restaurant, where there's a delight in every bite as you experience a taste of the tropics.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness for our last few minutes here. We thank you for listening. Blue Zone Wellness on a big 8:10 a.m. When we left, we were talking about the importance of calcium. We talked about this last Sunday, and we talked about it a little bit more today. And we'll continue in the next show. We'll move on to a less popular mineral, but yet not that less important, which is chromium, which is always very important when you're dealing with type 2 diabetes. Just one or two other comments with regard to that. We're down to about 2 minutes. Heavy exercise actually hinders the calcium uptake, but moderate exercise actually promotes it. Insufficient vitamin D intake or the ingestion of excessive amounts of phosphorus and magnesium can also hinder the uptake of calcium. And finally, amino acid lysine, as I mentioned on Sunday show, is needed for calcium absorption. And so we can also get many of our amino acids from the food that we eat. Dr. Morgan, would you like to say any final in this final 2 minutes we have here, make any final comments with respect to this issue, any other issue that we've spoken about today on the show for our listeners?
Yes, Dr. Henry. I'm glad you mentioned about that pH thing with the calcium. You stole my fire where that is concerned. But I'm glad you mentioned it and, you know, you elaborated on it because calcium is extremely important in providing the right pH balance in the body. And so when we are calcium deficient, then our bodies become acidic, and that's where that's one of the reasons for acidity of the blood. And then that's where most disease, the groundwork is laid for the formation of most disease within an acidic body. So calcium, one of our number one minerals for the body's health. And we are not saying all the others are not important, because even micronutrients can cause serious problems.
That's
true. But calcium is one that we should always look out for.
That's so true. Now, if you've been listening here on the Big 8:10 a.m., as I mentioned on the Sunday show, Blue Zone Wellness, due to changes that are occurring here at the Big 8:10 a.m., will be the last show that we will broadcast here will be on Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. So we'll be broadcasting here on Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. Tuesday, July 24th, 5 to 6 p.m. Wednesday, July 25th, 5 to 6 p.m. And Thursday, July 26th, 5 to 6 p.m. But we won't be going off the air. Visit bluezonewellness.org to keep being able to listen to our shows. You'll still be able to call in. You'll still be able to talk with questions, but you'll also be able to chat with us. So keep listening. Visit bluezonewellness.org to find out where you'll be able to listen to us. Thank you for listening. Thank you again, Dr. Morgan. We're almost out of time. Until next time, God bless and keep.